Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you'll get specific words you can use to reduce overwhelm and be more productive by learning how to say no. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here, because in this episode, we're going to get to the specific words you can use to master a critical leadership skill. This is saying no at work. Because when you master saying no and saying no productively, you'll be able to reduce your overwhelm, you'll be more productive at what matters most, and you'll build a reputation as a leader who gets things done. So yes, in this episode, I'm going to give you multiple ways to say no. But before we get to those, I want to send you back, if you haven't checked out episode 307. This is a critical episode, because before you can start saying no, you need to know what you're saying no to and what you're saying yes to. So episode 307 is all about infinite need, finite me, so mind the MIT. How do you know what matters most? Embrace your limitations. You can't do everything. And what we have is the opportunity to make the difficult choices about what matters most. So that's a great mindset episode to get into this way of thinking. Now we're getting into the practical skills. So, okay, I know what I need to say yes and no to. How do I do it? How do you say no to a colleague that's inviting you to participate in a project that's really super cool and you want to do it, but you just can't? Or how do you say no to your boss when you're overwhelmed and saying yes is going to mean that other important projects that they also care about go missing? So of course, you know that saying no, like just the word no, there's that old saying, it's a complete sentence. Okay, that's true. And sometimes just saying no thank you works in many different situations, but it can be a little bit trickier when it's your boss asking or when it's that really cool project that you do need to collaborate on. So we're going to get into all of these. And to start with, we want to look at four dimensions of collaboration, teamwork, communication at work. These four dimensions are connection, clarity, curiosity, and commitment. And we're going to use all four of these as we are saying no. So connection, do you see the other person as a human being? Are you connecting with them? Clarity, are you working from a shared understanding of what a successful outcome does? What success looks like? Curiosity, are you open to other perspectives? You're looking for alternative solutions. And then commitment is creating a clear path forward in that follow through so that you're not revisiting the same thing over and over again. So we're going to use all four of these dimensions as we get into saying no. Generally, the way I would recommend you approach saying no is to say yes in order to say no. And in order for this to make sense, I want you to think about something. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Every time. You say no 100 million times every week. If you say yes to staying late at work, you're saying no to commitments with your family or friends, or maybe time by yourself. You're saying no every time you say yes. If you say yes to a project that you can't possibly complete on time, given other priorities, you're saying no to something else getting done on time. What is that? Many times, if you're not accustomed to saying no, or if you're thinking, oh, I'm not the kind of person that can say no, or it's not my place, it's not my role, what you're doing is you're saying no, but you're saying no accidentally, unintentionally. And often you're saying no to some really important things, maybe your own health and wellness, the things that would allow you to keep going and actually be productive at the things you want to and need to care about. But you're doing it accidentally, unintentionally. So having that awareness of what you're saying yes and no to in any given moment is going to help you in all of your conversations. So let's start with this concept of saying yes to what's most important so that you can say no. So let's start with a straightforward example. Someone brings you a project. They tell you what they're working on. They invite you to be a part of the group, and you're busy. You've got too many other priorities going on. So you might start by saying something like, wow, I'm impressed with all you're doing. I just can't help with this right now. So when you say that, you're starting with a connection to the other person. Well, that's cool. I see the value of that. I can see why you're excited about it. So you're connecting to the other person. There's a yes there. You're saying yes to them, their excitement, their enthusiasm. You might even say yes to their invitation. Like, hey, I really appreciate you asking me to be a part of that. And then you move to the no. So I just can't help with this right now. Let's take a look at another couple of these connect and then the no, or say yes to say no type of situation. So maybe you say, okay, thank you so much for thinking of me. I'm honored. I'm so sorry. I can't say yes to this right now. Or another one. That sounds like an important meeting for your project. I've got so-and-so there representing our team, and she's ready to brief everyone and answer questions. So you get into those meetings that just seem to include everyone, and you've already got somebody. There's no need for you to duplicate their attendance. So you're combining that connection with some clarity here as well. Hey, that sounds like an important meeting for your project. I'm saying yes to the person. I'm connecting to what's important to them. I'm seeing them and their reason for asking. If they're inviting you to be a part of that meeting, then focusing on clarity. We've got that team member there representing the team. She's ready She's got the confidence. She'll be able to brief everybody and answer those questions. So a couple more examples there on how you might start with a yes, connect to the person, connect to what they're going on, saying yes to the intent, and then getting clear about other possible solutions. Another way that you can invest in this is through looking at the commitment side of things. And let's just keep going with meetings here for a second. You focus on commitment, getting really clear about what's needed. So somebody invites you to this meeting, say, hey, I'd like you to attend this meeting. It's on this topic. You might respond, hey, great. What's the contribution you need me to make for that meeting? So again, start validating what they're after. Sounds like an important meeting. Then get clear. What's the contribution you need from me? Once you know that, then you can get curious and start looking for some other ways of delivering on that. So you say, great, I'll get you that information in an email the day before. So you move specific clarity about what they need, acknowledge the request, figure out another way to get it to them, or another way of driving to commitment in a meeting type situation might be, you know what? You're right. It makes sense for me to spend 30 minutes with the team on that topic. And I am swamped. How about I come in just for that section at 3 p.m.? Or give me a text or a ring and I will pop in the virtual meeting if that's the case at that time. So that way you're limiting your exposure from the 3-hour long meeting, giving them what they need for just the 30 minutes. Again, this is about being intentional. So you're connecting, saying yes, but then saying no to just the complete suck on your time to where you're really owning it for yourself. Having the conversation around those things makes it possible for you to find some different outcomes that can work. So this combination, you can start to see how investing in connection, clarity, curiosity, and commitment are going to help you to manage some of these. Okay, here's another common no. Let's say you need to say no because you're confident there's another route. You have expertise in this particular situation. So you might say something like, listen, I have studied this problem extensively. Here's what I know. And then you can end with curiosity so that you're not just saying you have all the truth there ever is. You're not being a know-it-all, but you know, I've studied this problem extensively. Here's what I know. Does your data suggest something different? Or another curiosity approach you could take. I'm confident we should take a different approach. Here's why. And I'm curious about your perspective. One of my favorite phrases here is, how does this look from your perspective? So you're starting with the confidence, but then having the humility to invite their perspective. And that's always a powerful way to go. You're saying yes to yourself, saying yes to your expertise, and you're also delivering the no, and I believe there's a different path here. But when you also leave the door open with some curiosity and that humility of, hey, what does your data say? I'm curious how this looks from your perspective. Here's what I believe. Here's what I think we should do, but what's yours? When you do that, you're engaging with the other person, leaving the door open for you to learn something as well, but also helping them see it from a different perspective without it being confrontational or defensive. Okay, let's say we need to say no based on values or ethics. That's going to happen sometimes. And these are a little more straightforward or simple because you are saying yes to the code, to the ethics, to the values of what's going on. It really is about clarity. So you say something like, nope, can't do that. It violates our code of conduct. No, that would be completely inappropriate. That doesn't sit right with me ethically. And I've had these conversations where somebody else sees it very differently. And so I can have that conversation. Again, leaving room for curiosity. Hey, that doesn't sit right with me ethically. I'm curious, how does this look from your perspective? And then I can listen. You know, talk to me about what you're thinking here. If they feel differently, they can go ahead and express that and explain it. And maybe again, maybe it will be okay. Sometimes you might need to appeal to higher authority. You say, this doesn't feel right to me. Let's call legal. Let's call HR. Let's call compliance. If there's that greater source of authority, then you can go with that curiosity approach and learn some more there. You know, thanks for thinking about this. This clearly looks to me like it's out of compliance here. So let's think a level deeper about the outcome you want and how we might get there. So those are all examples of how you might say no when you're talking about values, value clashes, ethics, ethical violations, things like that. Now it's time for the number one, the mother of all how to say no conflicts in workplace conversations. How do you say no to your boss? And believe it or not, this is an essential leadership skill. This isn't just survival. It is sometimes that. Because even if you're thinking your manager does not want to hear a no, the surprise part is often they do, even if they never express it that way, but they need to hear a no. But they need to hear no's that are constructive, that are forward-looking, that are validating and productive, and they're making sure to keep top priorities in mind. This is really where you distinguish yourself as a leader who gets the right things done, who's taking care of what matters most, who's thinking strategically. And when you can do this well, you really do improve your productivity, your strategic focus, you'll gain a reputation, and you're helping your team to make better decisions as well and avoid all the overwhelm that just comes with saying yes to everything. So in order to do this, in order to say no to your boss, you're going to need to combine all four of the dimensions we've been talking about, the connection, the clarity, the curiosity, and the commitment. So let's take a look at how all of this plays together. So here's an example. Your boss comes, asks you to undertake a new project or a task or something that you're like, ooh, not sitting right for prioritization reasons. So we start by saying, you know, hey, boss, listen, I am deeply committed to the success of the team on this project. And what you're asking me to do here would mean that this timeline on this other project is going to slip. It's not going to get the attention it needs, maybe not deliver at the quality level, which concerns me because of the following consequences. And then list those out. So we've started by connection. Hey, boss, I'm deeply committed to the success of the team, to this project, or I see what you're after here, and I see how that's really important. Any of those kinds of phrases that are connecting, saying yes to what you're hearing and saying yes to your ultimate commitment. So we're not saying no. We're not just being intransigent, not being rebellious. It's, hey, I am starting with a yes. I am committed. I am all in. And here's my concern. So then we invest in some clarity. What you're asking me to do here would mean the following: timeline slip, quality issues arise, whatever the concern is. Then you list out those consequences. Okay. Now we're going to get curious. I might say, so here's an alternative approach that might work. We could do this. We might try this approach. We might shift to this here. Maybe we can resource this differently. And then I ask, so how does that strike you? As you're hearing about some of these competing priorities, how are you looking at it? What are you thinking about? And I'm genuinely asking them for their perspective. And this is where what makes it a productive conversation is I'm not just saying, hell no, we won't go. It's not that kind of a thing. It's an investment in what matters most in an actual conversation. And when you're engaging their perspective, that takes away the defensiveness. It takes away that trying to feel like you're in automatic opposition and that you're trying to solve a problem together. Okay, so let's run through all four of those dimensions again here in this conversation. We started with connection. When I say I'm deeply committed to the success of the team, the project, what we're trying to do here, the goals, I'm connecting. I'm saying yes to the person, saying yes to my manager or my boss. See what you're doing here. I'm committed, so I'm connected. Then we go to clarity. What you're asking me to do here would mean this. There's a trade-off. It's not just that I don't like it. I mean, we are all going to have to do things we don't care for. Sometimes that's not the point. The point is when you have a real concern about a trade-off that's going to cause harm to something that's also of equal or greater importance. So what you're asking me to do here would mean these things would happen and that concerns me because of these consequences. And we spell those out. That's clarity your manager desperately needs from you. And so often you might hold back because you don't know how to say it, or you're not comfortable saying it, or you think they don't want to hear it, but you're helping them achieve the goals that are important to them. And when you're putting that in front of them, it becomes a real conversation, that meaningful conversation. Then you get into curiosity, go to that alternative approach. What I'm thinking, what if we were to do this? What if we approached it this way? What if we made these trade-offs? Could we extend this, resource it differently? That proposed solution, now you're getting into the curiosity phase. Again, you're not just saying no, you're coming with a solution. And then asking, what do you think? Now it's dialogue. Then you're going to end this conversation with commitment. So as you make have the conversation, get into a solution, make sure you check for understanding. Here's what I hear you saying. Here's the next step we're agreeing to. Here's when we're going to follow up on this, whatever the finish lines are for the specific task or projects. Make sure that you're clarifying those, that you're on the same page about the commitments. Maybe even put it in the calendar so that you've got that scheduling the finish where you've got it both of your calendars where you'll be delivering those things. Okay, let's take another example. Some other phrasing we might use here. I might say, hey, boss, this project sounds so exciting and I can't take on another thing unless we reprioritize my current work. How about our next one-on-one, we talk about everything I've got on my plate and where my contribution is going to make the biggest impact from your perspective. All right, again, starting with that connection. This project sounds so exciting. Then clarity. I can't take on another thing unless we reprioritize my current work. Then we get into curiosity and commitment at our next one-on-one. That's going to where can we talk about everything that I've got going on and where I can have the biggest impact. We're getting curious there, exploring possibilities, but we're also driving to that scheduling the finish. So the next one-on-one, we have a defined time and place. We're going to have that conversation. We're not just leaving it hanging. So those are a couple of examples of how you can say no by saying yes to what's most important. Start by saying yes to the person making the connection, then get clear about trade-offs, about consequences, current priorities, current workloads, resourcing, all of the clarity that people need, and most often that they're not aware of. When you make that connection and then you add some clarity, you are helping people have information they didn't have before. And I said this a couple times, but it's why I'm so passionate, and I think that saying no is a critical leadership skill. We don't do it because we're worried. Can I say no? Is this possible? Not only is it possible, it's an invaluable leadership skill. When you don't do it, when you don't add clarity, you're assuming they already know or should know, and maybe they should, but the fact is they don't. If they did, and they really had a perfect understanding of the consequences of what they're asking, they wouldn't have asked, or they would have asked in a different way. So if that didn't happen, they desperately need to know what you know. And this is how you communicate it. So those are all your different ways to say no. A lot of different situations, saying no when you've got the confidence and expertise, saying yes to what's most important when you're talking to colleagues, dealing with invitations to projects or meetings, saying no in the case of values clashes, ethics violations, and of course, saying no to your boss or your manager, that person who has authority. Saying no is a critical leadership skill. It's a critical life skill. It's what's going to help you focus on what matters most. It's critical for your own peace of mind, health, and wellness. Your customers and clients, the people who you're serving, your team, everyone needs you to be able, and you need for yourself to be able to say no in order to say yes to what matters most. So say no, so you can say yes to what's most important. And if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any of these practical communication skills that are going to help you accelerate your performance, your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And as you're thinking about saying no and skills like this, if you've been listening for a while and you haven't gone and got this guide, cannot encourage you enough. You can print it out, use it to walk your team through these skills together so that your team is going to have the same skills so that they can say no, so they can know how to address some of those difficult requests that come their way. That's going to help reduce the team stress, improve morale, productivity, and not just saying no, but so many other aspects of team collaboration and working well together. You'll find this. It's free. You can print it out, download it. It's a PDF. letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, as well as Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, say no so you can say yes and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.